This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The words that baseball fans long to hear, pitchers and catchers reporting, they are reporting today. And so let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Steve Molesky's covered the Orioles and their farm system for over 20 years. He's now with BaltimoreBaseball.com, and he joins us now. And Steve, thank you for joining us. It's been a minute. Good to talk to you. So how are you feeling about this team as the pitchers and catchers report today?
Well, great to be back on your show, guys, and appreciate you asking me to come on today. I'm still upbeat. I know that may not surprise you or some of my readers and followers over the years. I tend to be optimistic, and I'm looking at a team that led the American League in wins since 2023, has a division title. I know they don't have an ace pitcher, but I also know they won 101 games the year before the ace pitcher pitched for them, and 10 fewer the year he did. So it's possible to have a good year. And I think they're in for it. They're a playoff contender. And so now we see how things like the rotation holds up. If does Grayson take a step forward? Can Zach Eflin pitch like 23 Eflin? And he actually pitched better than that in 9 Orioles starts. And so if those two things happen, and they've already happened, Zach Eflin's already pitched like his 23 self, and Grayson's turned a corner since his strong, struggles early. So things like that can really go a long way.
Steve, focusing on a guy that you wrote about yesterday on BaltimoreBaseball.com, Trevor Rogers, who the Orioles acquired him at the trade deadline last year. It did not go well at all for him. He's tinkered with some things heading into spring training. How would you handicap his chances of making the 26-man roster?
I think they're long for opening day, but I think the way they looked at it, Tim, is they had to be very disappointed how poorly he pitched when they got him. I mean, they gave up a couple good prospects for him, and he pitched to a 7 ERA after he had been pitching well for the Marlins. So I think they realized we were not going to get an initial return on this investment. We got to look at the long game, and the long game meant getting him back to or closer to his 2021 form. I had a really long interview with him around Thanksgiving that I wrote about yesterday on BaltimoreBaseball.com, where he touched on the weight room and driveline baseball in Phoenix, where he's been, and some things that they determined to be issues with him. And he was legitimately extremely upbeat about not only gaining velocity, but gaining a couple ticks. So now the proof will be in the pudding. Does he have it in spring? Is it going to take a couple months on the farm to get it back? But if they do, I mean, it's at minimum, it's a great depth piece and could be more if needed.
So if this isn't another step forward, right? And like in Houston, they eventually took a step back before they kind of got back on that parabola and paid it off with World Series. And for a lot of teams, it's kind of two steps forward and maybe one back and then a bunch forward. if this is a step back, why do you think that will be? What underlying concerns do you have about this ball club?
Well, I think I would love to have that ace pitcher, and I was hopeful that Max Fried would be coming here, or Corbin Burnes would be coming back, mm-hmm. or something like that would happen. And so, what we don't know, and I know you guys have been critical of it, and I respect your guys' opinions all the time, is that where were they at in this mix? And the one thing I think the Orioles, I kind of selfishly wish they would do more for local media, is kind of tip us on where all that, how that played out. But I think Mike Elias learned from Jeff Luhnow that you just play close to the vest. You just don't share that information. And so it doesn't get out. And then you get rumors, report, oh, they were in it, they weren't in it. Fans don't believe they were in it, so forth. In the end, it doesn't matter, right, Jason, because they didn't get the pitch.
Exactly.
So life goes on. So the payroll went up to number 15, according to Spotrac. That's good. And I think Oriole fans would like to see it go higher. And at some point, they're going to need to spend on a pitcher because they can't keep doing the one-year thing. Kyle Gibson comes for a year. Corbin Burnes for a year. We saw Jordan Lyles for a year. At some point, you have to commit to somebody for a couple years, whether it's your own somebody, Grayson Rodriguez, or somebody from another team.
Steve, we're talking with Steve Molesky. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Steve, that's where I was going. All right, how surprised are you with new ownership now here for a year that I think the last long-term commitment this organization's given to somebody, it was like Alex Cobb and Andrew Cashner, when those two guys in 2018, like Tyler O'Neill's got an opt-out after 1 year. We had Jim Bowden on the show the other day, and he said, you better hope he opts out, like that because that means you got a good year out of him. If he has a good year, he's going to opt out. Like, so are you surprised either to a guy that's currently with the organization or someone outside that they have yet to give a real long-term commitment to?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone?
Well, I guess a little bit. I kind of look at it this way. You got to give David Rubenstein and his people a year or two to really learn the lay of the land. You're not going to know everything you need to know. Plus, they're doing stadium upgrades and they're doing other things, and they got other, you know, it's more on their plate than just the Major League roster. But I do like the fact that they're 15th, and we knew the payroll was going up just with arbitration raises. But they did bring in a few players, and they did spend some dollars, and they do have $18 million for Zach Eflin, and, you know, they've got a couple $10 million-plus guys. So we haven't always been able to say that. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 year climb to the more dollars coming. And at some point, yeah, as I just said, I hope at some point there's that investment in a pitcher. There's that investment in some, because they'll never get all of their good young talent long term. They just have too much. But at some point, yeah, you got to go get Gunner. You got to get Adley. You got to get Westberg. You got to get somebody locked up and start to build your core, because as Elias said the day he was hired, we want to rebuild this once.
Steve, we're all excited to see Felix Bautista return to the mound this season after undergoing Tommy John surgery at the end of 2023. But with that being said, what are reasonable expectations for him coming off that surgery and days in which he can't go? Are you expecting Sir Anthony Dominguez to be that number two guy?
It's hard to know. That could be matchups, Tim. If it's lefties one night, maybe Soto gets a crack. I mean, the 8 projected bullpen pitchers, I believe, have all had at least one career save. And so their experience, you know, they can mix and match a little bit on days they don't have him. But I am really hopeful and expecting close to what we saw with Felix, because it's been quite a while now since he had that surgery. He's passed the 12 months. Isn't he like 16 or something now? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's got to have been cutting it loose most of the winter. Brandon Hyde said he's throwing great in Sarasota. They're right to be conservative, because you gotta get him back and keep him back. So if you have to baby it the first couple months, you just have to do it. But I think they'll reach a point where, knock on wood, the health is there, and the guy is going to look like his old self and, you know, be back to where we were.
I guess platoons, like, that's just that it is what it is, right? Hopefully enough of a look for a Heston in particular to get a lot of at-bats, even amid these platoons. But that seems to be what they believe in.
It does. And it's that between and betwixt thing, because you want to maximize the talents of Heston. So if you sit him against some lefties and O'Neill's raking, okay, that's good. Maybe that saves him from some 0-for-4s. But you also would like to get 300 or 400 at bats, mm-hmm, to really finally see what you got with this kid, because he was drafted number 2 overall for a reason. And I mean, there is 30 homer potential there for Keston. We've seen it. And so I think his defense has improved a little bit too. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen much of a sample out there, but he's more athletic, I think, than people think. So I'm a big fan of Kerstad. I think he's got a great attitude. And man, it would be great. Somehow they got to figure out a way to get him 400 plate appearances.
Steve Mileski covers the O's for BaltimoreBaseball.com. Steve, always great talking to you. Great having you back. We will talk soon. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
I'm excited to say that airfare is booked for the biggest trip that I've ever had in my life. To be honest, I've never gone on a trip more than a week before. I've never been to another continent. I can cross off both of those. 410-583-1057.
Bone's going global.
What was your first trip to another continent? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.